Hi, is this Janet?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Janet. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm sure Donnie told you about me. I'm from Turner Book Writers Compliance Team.
Oh, she has. Mm-hmm.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. First of all, Janet, I'm very sorry about the inconvenience that you were facing with the previous team. As you're aware that they all have been terminated due to obvious reasons. When the quality assurance was done and they saw a lot of glitches in the process in terms of the timeline and a lot of things. So that's the reason why they got fired, and we are still trying to transition most of our clients, to a new team. So that is the current situation here. Okay, now regarding our discussion, Donnie and I, we had a word yesterday. She told me in detail what exactly went wrong, and she told me that she is requesting for a refund on the marketing amount since nothing was done in terms of marketing. I gave her two options. Number one was where we are, technically you need to get the book done, and the problems that you were having, they were all related to the previous team, and all of them have been fired already. So if you will go and place the order somewhere else, it's almost the same thing here as well, because you're going to be working with a new project manager, with a new team, an entirely different team. So nothing of that sort, whichever happened in your past experience with the previous team, it won't be repeated again, as we are doing a quality and assurance check as well. So you will randomly be getting calls from my end too. This is the first option, where we try to fix things with a new team. The second option is for a refund, and for the refund, I'll have to actually work with the production team and see whatever was delivered. We'll provide you a partial refund for the services unrendered so far. So these were the two options that I personally wanted to discuss with you as well to understand what is your thought process at this point of time.
Well, yes, I understand that when you have a team and they haven't done all that they were supposed to do, and, I understand transition like that. But I didn't get anything as of yet for my money. We invested because we thought this was the perfect team that we could work with, and I can get my book not only published but marketed right. So I was disappointed in that, because months and months went by and I still didn't hear anything. So, we were getting kind of concerned about that. So I got frustrated and I just said I wanted my money back.
Of course.
It's as simple as that. But, my main option was to always get the book out there, marketed, and sold. That was my first option. I mean, I was sort of, I was pleased with what you all offer, but, when it came down to delivering what I thought you were going to deliver, that didn't happen. So, right now I'm in between areas of decisions and trying to say, okay, give you all another break, another chance with me to see if this is the route that God has set. Because, I don't do anything without the Lord giving me the way to go. So this was the option that I had, because God had placed me in your care, in the care of your publisher, and I thought that this was a good fit for me, So I'm perplexed now, because I can't go against that God didn't give it to me at first, but I didn't get the results I was looking for. So, I don't know exactly what to do in terms of that.
I understand where you're coming from. And, Janet, to be very honest, I had this conversation with Donnie as well, and I told her that, this is absolutely, absolutely unacceptable what the previous team did. And I understand that God led you to this company. Maybe this was bound to happen. Maybe you were supposed to meet me, to work on your project and to show you that things can be done the other way around as well. Okay, Janet, just to make this more, just to sweeten up the deal, what I can do from my end is that I can get you some compensation services if you decide to move on with the new team. And rest assured, I will be closely monitoring each and every step. Second thing that I'm proposing, first of all, it's a compensation, and I just need to do a little homework on the compensation, and then I'm going to propose you some options to choose from. So it will definitely be some kind of service which will boost your book, and that is the ultimate goal. That's what you came to us for. So I'm going to make sure that it's something very solid and something that's going to convince you to stay with us, okay? That's number one. If you decide to stay, you're getting a compensation service. Number two,
I know what compensation means for me, to me, but what are you talking about in terms of compensation?
Well, to begin with, see, I don't have any kind of approvals right now from the management. You do understand that I have a hierarchy too. So whenever we are giving compensation services, I propose something to them, and then they provide the confirmation whether this is doable or whether this can be compensated or not, in other words. Now, for you, to begin with, I was checking out your package, and I see that there is publication, book publication on 30-plus platforms. So I was thinking of upgrading the 30 platforms to 400-plus platforms, worldwide distribution. That is one option that I have in mind for you. The rest of it, I'm going to think about that, and I'll send all of this to you in writing. So you can expect this kind of compensation. Now, let me just tell you what 400-plus platforms mean. 400-plus platforms will include 51 online platforms worldwide, along with libraries, bookstores, and media outlets. And we're talking about a worldwide distribution here, okay? It's going to be very simple because we have a mutual vendor, and through the vendor, we'll be publishing the book on 400-plus platforms. It'll give you more reach, in other words. Instead of publishing on 30 platforms, see, 30 platforms has their own target audience, but 400-plus platforms, that means you're covering and the entire slot. So that is something that I feel is a premium service that I should provide you as a compensation for the inconvenience that was caused by the previous team. Secondly, I was thinking about getting you a game plan in terms of milestone. For example, if you choose to go with us with the new team, what will be the timeline? And I'll provide you specific dates. If I can't provide you dates, I'll provide you specific months so that you can base your decision on that particular timeline. If that timeline is agreeable for you, if it's something that is making sense to you, then we can move ahead. So these are the two things that I can do for you. And Janet, I really would like you to stay because you've seen the worst part of this company. It's still pending that you are yet to see the good side of the company. And I personally never let my clients go dissatisfied, whatever the case is. You know, if there is a disagreement, I make sure that I do my 200% to resolve that. If for any reason I fail to do that, I come up transparently and I tell my customer that, you know what, I failed, you take your money back. See, your money's still safe, Janet. Nobody took your money from here. Since you're working with a company, we did terminate the team, but none of them had your amount in their pockets. So that is still secured. You ask me for a refund today or tomorrow or 1 week later, you will definitely get a refund. So there's no denying of the refund request here. It's just that as a customer, I would like to retain you to show you the positive side of the company. And I'm not going to ask for a lot of time. I'm going to give you these two perks. If you decide to continue with us, you just need to give us at least 1 week or 10 days just to bring things back on track. And if you feel that it's still not making any sense or if it's not coming back on track, you just need to tell me, or even Donnie, you don't even need to come over the phone. Donnie just need to call me up and tell me that, you know what, Samantha, it's not working out. We would like our money back. And we're not even going to have a second discussion. I'm just going to go ahead and initiate the refund, period. Fair enough?
So, yeah, now put that in writing also when you contact Donnie. Okay, so, yeah, so like I said, my intentions was not to be at this point. Mm-hmm. My intentions was I was going to see God do this, and, you know, I was going to, my book would go places. So I had high intentions on this,
of course.
You know, and with the team. So, you know, I'm just a little disappointed. But only part that that's taken me to the point of letting you have a second chance is that I truly believe that this company was given to me to to act in and to work with. So I'm going to give you that week or so that you're asking to see if you can come, if you can complete that which you're agreeing to. So just send that in writing. Let me see the evidence of it, because the result is going to let me know if I want to stay with that. I know that God don't make errors. God don't make errors, so I got to trust that He's allowing this this crooked to be straight.
Mm-hmm.
So just put it all in writing. I'll give you the time so you can be able to prove to me that, you know, maybe you were the person that I was waiting for. So let's wait and see. I'll know it from the result.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So much for that, Janet. You have no idea. This means a lot to me, and I promise you I'm not going to let you down. I've never abandoned my clients in my tenure of 11 years, and I will never do that moving forward from you. See, let me tell you something about me personally, not just the company. I'm talking about myself. This was a passion. This book writing, the reason why I am sitting here and doing this for as long as I've been doing it, it's my passion to do this. And if I tell you a little bit about myself, I'm from a third world country. I literally had to run away from there because I had high ambitions. And the place that I grew up in, they believed in just having the girl get married. She cannot have any career. She cannot have any dreams. And that is what I fought with. You know, the paradigms that some of our Asian societies have. So that's the kind of culture or tradition that I have come from. So when I came here, I actually built everything on my own, you know. I worked 6 days a week. I did two jobs. I worked 16 hours to 18 hours a day. I barely got any sleep. And that's how I came to this level. So when I'm sitting here, when I have something in my hands, when I have something good in my hands, and I've earned that, you know, I respect the hell out of it. I'm sorry to use that, but, yeah, that's my inner feeling, you can say.
Yeah, I can attest to your inner feelings. I know what it is to come up in an area where, you know, everything is just not given to you, you know?
Yes.
So this is where we complement each other in this particular trade.
Mm-hmm.
I love the writing, I love expressing myself, and so, you know, this is what I was asking God for, because I wasn't putting this in the, I just didn't seek this area by myself alone. I inquired of God in this, and when God gave me confirmation, I said, okay, Lord, then I rest in. I trust him that he's going to send me the persons I need.
Mm-hmm.
What you said earlier, I took that.
Mm-hmm.
My spirit acknowledged that mm-hmm. maybe I was waiting for you, you know, because God does work in mysterious ways. Sometimes we
and
don't understand
spoke,
it at the time.
Yes, yes,
know?
The bigger picture. And I spoke my heart off, Janet. It's not
yeah.
to me. Feel better. It's just that me expressing myself from the inner core of it. And when you mention God, I'm not, I'll be very honest with you, I'm not a very religious person. I don't pray all the time. But there is, you know, there are moments when I get those indications. And when they come to me,
yes.
I'm like, okay, you know what? I can't be this. So
yes.
I, that kind of a person I am. So I truly
yeah.
acknowledge what you said.
Yeah, I agree. So let's get started so I can see the result.
Yes.
I'll tell that to Don too.
Okay?
Okay,
perfect, perfect. Thank you so much once again, Janet. Before you go, I just want to verify the email address that I have here on file. It says godfreedme75@gmail.com. Is that the correct email address?
No, that's not. I have another. That's the email that runs with my business, but I need to give
okay.
you my other. Look, Donnie is in the office too, but she's in another room. So let me give her the phone so she can give you all of that.
Sure
and,
thing. Sure
and I'll put it in your hand, and I trust that God will move and guide you so we can make this thing work, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. You got nothing to worry about. Once you mention God, I'm going to make sure that this project gets delivered to you as per the commitment, period. Nothing else, okay?
Well, God be praised. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you.
Hello. Hello. Hello?
Yes, Donnie. I just wanted to verify the email address. Janet said that there is an alternate email address. I gave her the email address that I have on file, which is godfreedme75@gmail.com. So can you provide me the other email address?
Yes. The email that's connected to the teamwork
is write it down and make it plain to @gmail.com.
Okay, let me write that down. Write it down and make it plain to like the number two, right?
Yeah.
@gmail.com. Okay, so should I keep both the email addresses or should I just send
it? That's mine. You'll see them both popping up from time to time.
Okay, got it.
I have a question for you. So is it Jason Hawks that's going to be running her instead in the place of Anna now? Or?
No. It will be a completely new team. I'm going to send you all the details in the email, okay? I'll send you the names and I'll copy them in the email as well.
Okay, because the reason why I'm asking is because he's the one that I had that finally started communicating with me as a person a year, so he was taking his place. His name is Jason Hawks.
He is actually a senior manager. He won't be available all the time, so we are not making him the primary person in this project, all right, the primary point of contact, because somebody needs to be there all the time to look into things.
Right.
Don't want to abandon the project any longer. You know, whatever is done is done. We're turning a new page, so I don't want anyone from that particular team or anyone who was leading that, no offense to Dustin, but I don't want them to be involved in here. I want to do things my way with my own team, all right, because I've given my word to Janet, so I want to make sure that it works.
Okay.
All right, so I'll be sending you everything in writing. Just give me like 1 hour max. You'll be receiving the name of the project manager along with the compensation that I promised Janet and the timeline of the entire project. So these are the three things that I'll be sharing with you via email, okay?
Okay, that's perfect.
Perfect. Thank you so much once again, Donnie, and thank Janet from my end too. And it was lovely talking to the both of you. So let me get to work, and I'll send you everything in writing, okay?
Okay, dear. Thank
Perfect.
You so much.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.